Hey, says in the reading, the reading you were fighting for him yesterday.
Yes, sir.
He thought it was right. He said that if you take the ship in 3 days, and he said, guess what? They were just a little off balance, which he thought they were. It's good for you to stand up there and hit him out of the box.
Just wait to deal with him. Send Jerry out. I'll go out.
And also, as we get along, we made a couple of strikes for cooling down at the present time. I have a feeling from the briefing that we should start a situation where, on the day you have the congressional leaders sent over, they bring you down. The White House does not read that day. Let that be the lead. On the day, and on another day, if we've got a major thing, God like Henry, Henry agrees that you don't. Because today you had a pretty good time. What I mean is, why the hell do you give two stories? I mean, these assholes don't need two stories.
You know, I agree. Jerry put out some routine stuff.
He was routine stuff, and then didn't say the briefing. He was the briefing the other day. He was giving that news. What's new this morning?
Well, they're playing the comments from the briefing yesterday, which is inferred.
On that subject, I was thinking also it was the news summary, at least. We had another day early where that water game was not the lead story.
That's right. We had good foreign policy. Scally got good play. Well, Scally got good play in the press.
Oh, the press.
Writing press, and the news summary referred to Scally on ABC.
Yeah.
Picture.
Yeah.
We had the Chinese.
Henry. The Chinese had a little play.
There's a picture in the paper. We had a nice
I'll be about my going there sometime again.
Well, that's
nice. Why?
Then, of course, the Iceland trip. Going up to the Iceland.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We're getting back to the other thing. Irvin made a snotty comment to the effect he didn't want to name the Constitution. Well, I'm President Governor, the asshole of the UK Senate in the program. Sure, I am. Do you find that building anything among these assholes that I should be the president? We are not, you know what I mean? There ain't going to be no give whatever on that presidential paper.
That's not
Let me tell you some presidential paper. I'm going to explain it out. They said everything that we had on Watergate, there'd be no problem. As far as involvement or that sort of stuff, let me tell you kind of candidly what I know is and some of that stuff. We talked very frankly about Mitchell, for example. They came in, they had Peter Dean in early or somebody, and said, we've got some portions of law firms, Mitchell's dressing in the morning. They sent me hello to time in the morning, and so forth and so on. And I would remark, I said, you know, the way this thing's at, that sort of thing, I would say. Goddamn, I cannot have the moment that sort of thing gets up. I said, it looks to me that Mitchell's guilty as hell. And that he is the ball that everybody's covering up for here. Well, Ron, you see, that's the point about that. That's just chat. But if you ever put that out in a piece of paper, it kills him.
Sure does.
You can't do it. I've got to have the right to talk to Peter.
Exactly.
You heard me talk about Mitchell about this, but I think he's probably the guy that did it.
As we moved into the March period.
March period. And I said, see, it was Mitchell. You know what I mean? And that I remember I used to say he was too busy with Martha, that she was off her knockers. And as a result of that, Mitchell wasn't minding the story. Remember, we got my 30 days. And this and that and the other thing. That is murder, because that would set Mitchell off against all everybody else. So you see, that's the kind of stuff that you just can't do.
Sure, plus the fact that you can't cave on presidential papers anyway.
Can't ever cave, but too much in here. Well, the president then can never talk. Since there's no crime, isn't that? They can all talk. Well, let me ask you a couple of things. Is there any other stories that I should know about?
Not really. Not anything of any significance.
I know this cop said he was not going to investigate the matter. He's acting like a ship. The only thing I would strongly urge you is on a subject like that. That's a typical one where some lawyer in Congress should have come to our rescue and spoken up on it. Did anybody think to ask?
Yes, sir. We had a meeting yesterday morning with Nerudians and attendants.
They couldn't do anything.
Raise it with Scott.
Well, okay. I guess it's just one of those things. Somebody. get back to the press, prepare the press for some demonstrations, basically. Right. If you understand, pointing out the fact that it's basically, that it's whatever the demonstrations are talking about, get out and go home, American press, that it's being triggered by this terrible thing about the Irish and British. Did you do that?
Yes, sir.
I think that what we've got here with regard to Rothstein, which is false, is that he is now, I don't know how you think, but it's stayed the same as a lawyer in the rest of the community, more and more ridiculous. Or do you agree?
Well, he's moving into a position of total panic. There were two comments that were made today today. One was the fact that Dean would not accept immunity just on one count. But then a source close to Dean said
maybe Mitchell
would break and Dean would be not needed anymore. Now that's gonna scare the living bejesus out of Dean, you see, and put him into a total rout posture. And in all of this, he's going to continue, I think, to make panic mistakes.
Let me say this. The problem that you've got with Dean, Ron, is the fact that he was the counsel of the president. And what he's doing, he's leading out, coming at him, all these other things, you see.
Democrats. They're getting sick of it.
We can't
Thank you. there certain detailed transmit to Mr. President. The greetings of Chairman Mao Zedong is by Madam Jiang Qing, Premier Zhou Enlai, as well as Deng Yingchao, to you personally and to his next.
So you would extend my best wishes from his next to the
and Yi Qing, Zhuang Gao, also the next for one of the and also the matter I would say that the chairman and the premier have both read your letters to them dated the 16th of March.
After Kissinger's visit.
This is possibly after the
that's right. Well, since we have such a short time, and also since I know
personal commitment is solid. 但是两天并不是病房，就是那个没有什么正式安排，就我原来的那种义务就不生效。因为那个虽然那个大师长都并不怎么熟悉，但是呢，了解我们都知道，一旦我们的个人承担义务的话呢，那是个确定。
Let me put it in terms of U.S. self-interest. I believe the self-interest of the United States requires good relations between the government of the People's Republic and the government of the United States.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What is the United States going to do with this question? I think that the United States is going to do with the United States. What is the United States going to do with this question?
I also believe the self-interest of the United States requires that the People's Republic remain an independent, strong nation without having its sovereignty in any way threatened by its neighbors. In any way, will be detrimental. Work out a
sort of a peace agreement in the airport.
Thank you.